You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
Failures among young people often lead to despair, but God is always near the brokenhearted.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. The International Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded transcript of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Wallace Schultz, Associate Lutheran Hour Speaker. It is our prayer that it will bring hope and joy to your life.
Almighty and everlasting God, as guilty sinners, we are unworthy to approach your throne. But we come at this hour humbly and with the assurance of the sin-cleansing power of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Through the intercessory power of the name of your Son, our Savior, we plead that you would look graciously upon all young people. Give them the strength to fight the temptations of the devil. Let them always see that their hope and strength is in you. In the Savior's name we pray, amen. Young people spend more time worrying than their parents did 20 years ago. This disturbing fact was revealed by the Institute for Social Research at the University of Michigan. Jobs for many young people today are not easy to find. Youth planning to attend college face spiraling costs and fewer sources of financial assistance. One Wall Street headline recently read, "Recession is forcing seniors in high school to alter future plans." As many as 32 million youth are now forced to live in homes where at least one parent is an alcoholic. The nightmare these and other problems create in the minds of today's youth is frightening. Honest help and sincere encouragement are rare. Weary young people frequently hear adults say, "Keep your head up," or "Hang in there." However, most youth are smart enough to realize that when one is trying to cope with the problems of living in an unhappy home, plus the uncertainty of the future, these slogans offer very little comfort and provide absolutely no strength. Only the gracious Spirit of God, only the comfort of His reliable Word can help in these difficult times. Regardless of how old you are, but especially if you are under 25 years of age and struggling with problems, then listen closely as I read from the Bible, Psalm chapter 34. "The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in the spirit." This biblical promise does not mean that God will automatically bless all people who are in trouble. But what it does mean is that God will strengthen, heal, and encourage all who approach Him with a sincere and repentant heart. If you are under 25 years of age, you are most likely aware of those who have sought to avoid their problems through suicide. Since 1961, the rate of suicide among youth has increased 125%. But don't ever let the devil play this terrible trick on you. God's Word reminds us that the Lord is near the brokenhearted. God is near you at this moment. He understands your situation completely. As you, enabled by God's Spirit, trust completely in His love and grace, live with the absolute assurance that God understands your feelings, that He knows your needs, and that at this very moment, God is working out a solution for you. Speaking through the prophet Isaiah, God said, "Before they call, I will answer, and while they are yet speaking, I will hear." King David had experienced great problems in his life, and later as he looked back with a thankful heart, David said, "I sought the Lord, and He heard me, and delivered me from all my fears." King David found help in the Lord through prayer. This same help is available to you at this hour. You may not know how to pray. Perhaps you may even feel uncomfortable trying to pray. Maybe you have never seen your parents pray, and it is even possible that no one has ever explained to you how to pray. But don't give up. In the privacy of your room, talk to the Lord. Speak to Him like you would to a close friend, and express all the concerns you have in your heart. You and I are not only encouraged to pray, God commands us to pray. And as you pray, believe that God will hear you. Then rely completely on the promise of Jesus as He says, "Whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in My name, He will give it to you." As you face family or financial fears, or if you are perplexed by personal problems, don't ever rely on your own strength, but rather, like King David, turn to the Lord for help and strength. God has promised that it makes no difference who comes to Him. He will never turn anyone away. In Psalm 34, we read, "The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and His ears are open unto their cry. And the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles." Yes, God hears the prayers of the righteous. This does not mean the self-righteous, those who feel they are good enough to be accepted by God. The righteous ones God hears and helps are those who are sorry for their sins, those who are crushed in the Spirit, those convicted of their sins by the Spirit of God. The righteous are those who have been graciously declared righteous by God, not by the deeds of the law, nor by any works they have done, but by the innocent and bloody sacrifice of our Lord Jesus Christ on the cross. Oh yes, when life's problems seem to overwhelm us, then we tend to blame our difficulties and problems on sins and past mistakes. Even now, you may be struggling under a great burden of guilt, but this is unnecessary. In Isaiah chapter 1, we read, come now, let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are as scarlet, they will be as white as snow. This does not mean that we should take sin lightly, for our sins have demanded a great price. To pay for your sins and mine, Jesus Christ died on the cross. He gave up His life. He shed His innocent blood. That is why the Bible points out that you and I have been redeemed. We have been bought back by God to be His own, not with gold or silver, but with the innocent, holy, precious blood of Jesus Christ. A special report, Troubled Teenagers, was recently published by a major magazine. Specialists studied the problems of youth. They listened to the complaints of many teenagers. Then they concluded that many young people today are weary, frustrated, confused, and even in despair because they have grown up in a society which has rejected basic guidelines for living. Pulitzer Prize winner Saul Bellow stated that especially in the 60s, people were told, "You have a life, you can live it in whatever way you want." But, he stated, "Few people are able to do this." Evidence of what this Pulitzer Prize-winning author stated is easy to find. Recently, I was in a supermarket in St. Louis, Missouri. Near the checkout counter was located a display of literature, which allegedly provided answers to family problems. I examined one pamphlet entitled, "A Doctor Discusses What Teenagers Want to Know." I was shocked to read the advice offered to teenagers, those seeking reliable counsel for their lives. Instead of making a comment, let me read directly from the pamphlet and you be the judge. I quote, "Many unmarried couples are living together today happily and productively. Many unmarried couples are having children. It's up to you, the author advises, to pick the lifestyle most suitable and satisfactory for you. This advice may not surprise you. You may have even adopted moral standards similar to those provided by the doctor. But imagine the confusion this causes in the minds of young people, those desperately searching for reliable guidelines in life. On the one hand, newspaper reports describe congressional leaders struggling with the possibility of establishing moral guidelines to assist young people. On the other hand, innocent-looking literature, openly displayed in grocery stores and promoted as sound advice from the family physician, urges young people to do whatever they want. Even for the most liberated individuals, this conflicting situation has to be totally confusing. It is in this moral chaos among youth that, through this radio program, we have the privilege of providing reliable assurance that there is a way to live a secure and meaningful life. Young people, listen no more to those who desire to sway you, those determined to persuade you to adopt values and a lifestyle which runs contrary to the Word of God in Jesus Christ. In His reliable Word, God promises to be ever near the brokenhearted and promises to save those crushed in the spirit. Out of love for you, God has set forth reliable guidelines in His Word. The psalmist rejoiced, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." For instance, in the fourth commandment, God commands all children to honor their parents. But this is not a burden. It is so that children, like yourself, may live in a happy home and so that they may benefit from the example of their father and mother. God then adds a promise. He says, "Honor your father and mother, so that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth." In order to protect you, God warns not to keep company with those who willfully live in sin. In Proverbs chapter 1, we read, "My son, if sinners entice you, do not consent." God also lovingly provides other guidelines. Lying may seem convenient, but it will eventually catch up with you. Speaking evil of others may be very tempting and easy, but it brings its own judgment. Living immorally may appear popular and the thing to do, but everyday radio, television, and newspapers reveal the consequences of sexual permissiveness through statistics on venereal disease, cancer, and other destructive conditions. The Ten Commandments are not our burden. They are guidelines showing us the will of God, the life He expects you and me to live, and the life destined for harmony and blessing. You and I do not follow the Ten Commandments in order to earn God's favor, nor do we rely on our own power to obey them. But rather, when we become a new creation in Jesus, the Spirit of God assures us of our forgiveness each time we sin. The Holy Spirit also enables us, through this new life in Christ, to serve God more faithfully. As a young person, always remember, life is never easy. The powers of evil will constantly tempt and seduce you, and there will be times when you will fail. The good you know you should do, you will not always do. And that which you know you should not do, you will sometimes end up doing. There is, however, no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. The devil is very powerful. In the areas of sex and rebellion toward parents, Satan often succeeds in deceiving young people. But don't live in fear, for God has overcome and defeated the evil one through the death-shattering power of the resurrected Christ. Trust completely and only in this Savior, and live with the assurance of God's promise in the Bible, "Greater is He who is in you than he who is in the world." Even when things in life seem hopeless, always realize that because of God's love and grace, there is a future. One journalist, interpreting a recent Gallup poll, observed that many young people today despair of the future. He went on to say, "Some young people openly wonder whether they will live through the end of high school." When the devil tempts you to feel this way, always remember the Lord is your special friend. Even when others reject you, Jesus is always at your side. He is ready to listen to your concerns. He is willing and wants to help you. Trust completely in the promise of God, recorded in Psalm chapter 34. The Lord is near the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. Amen.